Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takkar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined as always by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing well. It's a good day to be on Dog Street when we're talking about Bow Wow.
That's true.
We talk about them all the time on Dog Street.
That's a good point. We should have been talking about Bow Wow the whole time.
Well, I was watching a little Bow Wow this weekend, which I famously probably on this show, I'm not a big dog guy. I never had one as a pet, and I'm kind of afraid of them.
Sure.
I recently got bit by one, as I said on the show.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine asked me to watch his dog, and I said, no. And he said, come on.
Did it work? Did you do it?
And I was like, seriously, man, I'm not good with dogs. There are a lot of people who love dogs. So many other people would be better to do this. And he kept being like, it's really easy. And he just would not let me.
Is fucking crazy.
Yeah, so I ended up doing it. It was fine. The dog was very old. I did step in his poo at one point. That was a bummer.
No.
But
this is insane. I would love to watch you taking care of a dog. That is true. That is truly a situational comedy. I would the least equipped man to do this. But I'm proud of you. You did it.
Yep,
pissed though on your behalf that. Why would you be the one to do this?
You have to let people say no to things.
Yes.
Because it's very hard to work up the courage to say no.
Of course.
So it's like you have to honor that is something that I would say.
I agree. That's insane. This guy's a bad guy. And I hope he knows that. We have a great guest today. I'm very excited to introduce her. Friend of the show, neighbor to me.
Neighbor to all.
Neighbor to all, and some would say.
America's neighbor.
Lindsay Bowling is here. Hi, Lindsay.
Let me be your neighbor. I'm so happy to be here. I am scared of old dogs, though. I feel like old dogs, you never know when they're going to strike, you mm-hmm. know?
Well, then, yeah, it was like old. It was like he said, 15 years old. So
yeah.
I'm not doing any math, but that's old as hell.
Yeah, they don't right. care. We're going to talk about a young pup today.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Little Bow Wow. It's like a little puppy boy.
He's a little
not
little,
scary at all.
The little puppy boy. So the first thing I found out when I was looking up Little Bow Wow, he has such a cool name. He should have gone by Shad Moss.
Shad.
That's a cool as hell name.
I know. Yeah. I wonder what stopped him. I mean, I guess everybody was Lil back then.
Well, and Snoop Dogg gave him his name.
That's right. And of course he would be Lil Bow Wow.
You can't say no to Snoop Dogg. It's like very similar to saying no to...
Well, he's the friend I was dog sitting for.
Yeah, yeah. And it was actually his kid, which he calls dogs. Yeah. I agree. I saw that. That was going to be a question I was going to ask if you knew his real name, Lindsay, but it's on the table now. Shad.
Yeah.
I found it out because I looked up a list of fun facts about Lil Bow Wow. And, the first thing that came up was this list from CBS. It's called 17 Hacktastic Facts about Bow Wow, AKA Shad Moss. And I'm not exaggerating. I think about 8 of these 17 fun facts are about that he's on CSI Cyber.
I don't want to.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I don't know if that show is still running.
I don't either. In fact, I feel like it's not, but I don't keep up with the CSI-averse.
No. Well, I used to, when that was on, I used to always text ladies like, hey, you want a CSI Cyber tonight? And it worked. It had a huge hit rate.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a 100%er. I am really excited to get into Bow Wow. Before we get too deep into this episode, I do want to tell people we are going to be doing a live Stand By Your Band in Bloomington, Indiana, home of the Comedy Attic, which is where we will be. We might be doing Cincinnati too. We'll know that soon.
I thought I would know today, but
we will know soon. It's no worries. But I will be either way. I will be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. I believe that's the 20th through the 22nd or something like that.
22nd to the 24th.
22nd to the 24th. That was close. yeah, because I'm warming up because I'm doing a special at the end of the month in LA. That's going to be on October 26th. So I'd love to see you guys there. And hey, the cat's out of the old bag. I'm going to be on the Tonight Show this week.
Yeah.
So if you have network television, you can watch me on Fallon on Thursday. That airs, I believe, at 11:35. Jamie Foxx is gonna be on with me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. I really hope he doesn't do that thing that he did on the Shaq roast. The roast of Shaq, it's one of the most brutal things I've ever seen in my life. Have you seen that clip, Lindsay?
Yes.
Where he's like going over the god mic during a guy's set.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for him to do that to me. how would he even get a god mic to do that? But very exciting stuff. And I'll be doing an hour at the Comedy Cellar on the 19th. So please come out to all that. November 5th and 6th is the Comedy Attic. So live show. Very exciting.
Lindsay, we'll plug it again at the end, but yeah. Just put out an album that everyone should listen to.
Yes.
Tell them about it.
Tell them all about it.
I recorded it in Philadelphia.
Hell yeah. Do a couple of the bits.
I forget all of it. It's called Other Bad Qualities. And you can find it anywhere, I think.
Anywhere. Go to your local bodega.
Local bookstore.
Pick around in alleys.
I mostly pitched it to bookstores. I got confused.
Very, very exciting stuff. I also want to quickly give a shout out. I ran into a fan of the show, a Patreon subscriber, Allie McElwee, was at the show last night.
Oh, nice. She came
to Good Guys. Yeah, we were talking about that. And we appreciate her being on the Patreon and also coming to our live shows. One of our only listeners who does that. look, if you like the show, you're going to like the live show even more.
These group of agoraphobes that support us.
it was a nice time. Now, let's get into Bow Wow, huh? I did find some other fun facts that I want to get into, but let's talk about your history with Bow Wow first, Lindsay. Okay. What is your story?
Well, so the first album that I really... the backstory is he was part of the So-So Deaf community, which is like Jermaine Dupri.
Yes.
And he also, I guess, produced or managed TLC.
Oh, wow.
And DeBrat. And I was big fans of theirs when I was like 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bow Wow's album came out, Doggy Bag. And I saw that it was So-So Deaf, and I was like, I got to get this. Like, this is my crew, you know?
Damn, you were cool then.
Yeah, I thought I played AAU basketball. I didn't know I was a lesbian yet. I was like a young lesbo, and I literally...
that was your rep.
Yeah, that's...
yeah, like, I used to listen to... I listened to Doggy Bag probably every day for like a solid 3 years straight. Like, I was just like... I felt I just could relate to him. I was like, this kid likes, we like all the same shit. We're the same age.
Mm-hmm.
He's like very talented, but all of his songs are about like ice cream, ladies, basketball.
Yep.
You know, like going to the mall. I was like, this is my shit. Like, this is like, you know, what I would pump up to before my AAU seventh grade basketball games.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then I got really cocky because he was really cocky.
Yes, he is.
So like the best example I have of this is I would like during warmups for my basketball games, eat a Snickers bar like on the court while I was warming up. Like I was just holding it in my hand, like eating it, like just shooting threes with one hand.
Wow.
Yeah. And I blame So-So Deaf for this.
Well, if you didn't, you'd turn into Betty White or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's true. Like, I had to keep my street cred. You
don't want to become Betty White. You don't want to get hangry on the court.
Mm-hmm. No, I needed my sugar.
I hate the word hangry so much. And the people who use it are the most basic pieces of shit.
It's very,
they think it's hilarious and it sucks. I mean, it is a medical problem, but
that's gonna be the worst part of like when we run out of water and people are gonna be like saying dumb shit like that.
Yeah, what's the thirsty equivalent of that?
I'm sorry, yeah.
I'm thirsty. It's, no, no, that doesn't work.
Tweet at the Stand By Your Band account if you think of a good one.
For a hangry for thirsty, though. I'm hangry for water.
I'm thirstful.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there's a one that's like right there that we're not getting
there's
to.
There's definitely one.
We'll get there. But I do want to go ahead and hear a song because I feel like we got to give the people a taste. And you were just talking about a pump up song that for sports. And I think we should listen to Hardball right off the bat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a pump up song if I've ever heard one. And he says some things in it. He makes some bold claims.
Yeah. Is this, could I say the one?
Is this the
one where he says he's never lost
Never lost.
Never lost.
Well, when he's playing hardball.
Right.
Because sometimes maybe he loses, he's like, well, I wasn't playing hardball though.
Right. I wasn't actually trying.
No. But if I'm playing hardball, you'll know because I'm going to win. Yeah. And he also corrects himself because for a second he's like, I almost never lose. And he's like, no, actually, I've never lost. He's like, think of it. I got to stop teasing it. Let's just hear it. Here's hardball.
Watch what I do with it.
Jermaine.
Okay. Yep, there he is. I don't lose much. In fact, actually, now that I think about it, whoa, I haven't thought about this. I've never lost. That's weird.
In any sport, field, court,
yep.
Any of them.
On the two sports.
Put me on any surface. Yep. I'll win.
And I feel like if you're someone who's never played the game of baseball, don't know the rules, listen to that song and you know everything you need to know, brother.
Yes.
Strike one, strike two, strike three.
Right before your eyes.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And you learn sayings like to the wall.
Right. Yes. That's where you want it to go.
Right.
Love a Sammy Sosa reference in there.
Yeah.
That made me happy.
Yeah. What was another one?
What do you say? He says Ken Griffey. Yeah. He puts Ken Griffey in there. He says he's an... What's he say, above the wall type of dog or something? That's in the beginning. It's early on, but I mean, it's not important. He's got a lot of stuff going on in this song. I mean, if you mistreat his team, that's a problem. It's such a weird thing to say in a song about sports. Don't mistreat us.
That's like one of the things I love about him. He's like a real team player, you know, like he's like out there like putting his life on the line for his best friends every day.
That song is great. I really enjoy it.
It has all the littles in there. There's Lil Wayne. Also shout out to Sammy, another one of my favorites.
Who is Sammy?
Very good. I don't know Sammy.
Oh, you got it. I mean, we could do a whole other episode on him.
I think we should. Let's start it now.
Yeah, fuck this.
He was like around the same age, and he was like the singer. Ass. He was like a good, he was a really good singer.
Okay. Sammy Sweetheart.
Yeah. I can't decide if I had crushes on these guys or I wanted to be these guys. Right. You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm like. What was my we don't have to get into it here, but
I think this might be the only place to do this.
I know. I actually today I was like, this is the only time I'll be able to in my life like talk about Lil Bow Wow like to the extent that I want to, and so I just want to like savor every moment and like just relish in this.
I think you should try and just corner people at parties for like a full 45 minutes.
I agree. I definitely do agree with that. Yeah, I enjoy that song a lot. I also do love the movie Hardball, and It's
a great movie.
It's needlessly tragic.
I know.
They did not need to kill someone in that movie.
Horrible. It's like the little brother, right?
G-Baby.
G-Baby. So
why
sad.
Why G-Baby? Why? But G-Baby's, I'm sorry for the spoiler. If you haven't watched Hardball yet.
Incredible. You film. Fucked Nominated up. For so many Oscars.
It must have won some.
G-Baby won Best Baby.
Best Baby.
Oh, why G-Baby? But G-Baby's death does, I mean, it's kind of worth it because it inspires them to win. So that's good.
Right. And yeah. And he's never, Lil Bow Wow's still undefeated.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. That keeps him undefeated. Yeah. That movie has a great soundtrack because that's the Big Papa. The kid listens to Big Papa while he's pitching and he's lights out when he does that. And you'd think they'd make it illegal at some point to be listening to stuff. I feel like that's got to be a rule that you're not allowed to have headphones in while you're playing baseball. But hey, if it's not in the rule book, it's not in the rule book.
Right.
Before I forget, we do have a voicemail from Jared, which I was shocked by.
I'm very surprised.
Yeah, I thought this one would be something he didn't have thoughts on, but I talked to him on the phone earlier. He said he had a story about Lil Bow Wow. So I'm very curious what it's going to be. Jared is going to be the guest judge at Stand By Your Band in Bloomington, which will be very fun. All right. Here is Jared's thoughts on Lil Bow Wow.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's It Went to Jared. The boys are going to have Lindsay Bowling on defending Lil Bow Wow. So, Lindsay, I haven't talked to you in a really long time. So I hope you're doing well. I don't have a ton of Bow Wow. Yeah, I don't know his music very well. But interestingly enough, when Dana and I first started dating, one of the first things that we ever did, this would have been back in like 2001, whatever, 2001, 2002, whatever year Like Mike was released, there was a brand new, like super fancy movie theater in Baton Rouge. And for their soft opening, they had like, you know, they just showed movies and it was free. And they were just trying to make sure that they were, you know, getting the kinks out or whatever. So we go to see Like Mike. I mean, I wanted to just see it because it's basketball related, I guess. And we go in and the theater is full of like these kids that were like, you know, his age or a little younger. And they were like probably from a school or whatever. And it was really interesting to sit in a theater with them. They were like so polite and well-behaved. And like every time that like they were like cheering the basketball scenes like they were watching a real basketball game. And it was just very – I guess the word I want is it was like – you know, it was like just – I don't know, like refreshing to watch a movie where like – a lot of people simultaneously were like really into it when it's not like some stupid like Marvel movie or whatever. But it was anyway, it was just really cool. And of course, so we would play that soundtrack at Warehouse Music where, you know, where Dana and I worked in our sort of pre-married days. So there's a lot of memories of that night and just of that soundtrack. So that's really all I know about it. I know he ended up in like movies and stuff and just reading the Facebook stuff. I guess he kind of became a mess later on. But anyway, it's going to be good to hear you guys and I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
All right. That was Jared Thompson's thoughts on Lil Bow Wow. That's fun. It's fun to see kids enjoy a movie. I remember seeing the Pokemon movie in theaters, and it felt like that, where every kid was just like so fucking excited.
Yeah.
And like we were all just talking to each other about what was happening, and like it was, everybody left like, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's like, there's no way that it was really good, but I gotta give it a rewatch. I have not seen Like Mike.
Me neither. And I was going to watch it today, and then I started watching Squid Game. Damn. And stopped. But yeah, it actually made me feel bad, because I was like, man, I didn't really like follow his career the way I should have. I kind of abandoned Bow Wow as an adult.
you took him back to the rescue?
Yeah. I it was like he died when he was 14, like a dog does to me.
He definitely has gone through quite a bit, as I found in this Complex article, which is called A History of Bow Wow Fails. Or it says, taking L's.
I mean, put any of our names in there, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, anybody who was born in 87, put my name in there. One time he was like, I only have $1,500 in my checking account, and I was like, that's great, dude, like, congrats for you. Like,
damn, he's known to flex money that he does not have.
Yes,
that's a big thing with him.
He posted a picture which, you know, made me laugh so hard today. On it was like him supposedly on a private jet in 2017, but it was a stock photo.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
and everybody found out about it, and like immediately he just tweeted something yesterday that was like, I'll be known as one of the greatest performers to ever live. And it's like, you know, you go through something like that and you can still have his confidence. Like, good for you, man.
One of the greatest Photoshoppers of all time.
Yeah. He did this with he had a bunch of money. He posted a picture on Instagram of just a bunch of money, but then it turned out it was a stock trader's picture that he stole. Yeah. And then the guy found it and called him out, which is very sad. He's fucked up a lot. He like went at Donald Trump, which Tommy does not stand for that, but but he apparently said a bunch of like sexist stuff when he was doing it, because him and Snoop Dogg went after Trump, and he said, "Ayo, real Donald Trump, shut your punk ass up talking shit about my uncle Snoop Dogg before we pimp your wife and make her work for us."
I mean, I stand by that. I think we all felt like that at one point. Yeah. It took our anger out on Trump and what he was going to do to our dogs, our individual dogs, and. You know, I think he deleted it within 24 hours. So.
Yeah, he probably deleted that one. There's another one from, I think, later that year where he said that women are supposed to be beautiful and hard to catch like a butterfly. Mm. Some of you bitches are more like mosquitoes, annoying and easy to smash.
Dude, agree. Honestly, agree. God, the more I date women, the more I'm like, the fucking easier you guys are to smash. No, I agree, man. His struggles are my struggles constantly. We are going through the same stuff. I have never posted a stock photo of a private jet, but you know, stay tuned.
I think you gotta get in there. The funny, I was laughing my ass off. There's so many funny clips of him. There's this one of him, I don't know what he's doing at the Grammys. I don't think he's hosting, but he's like in the crowd and he's got the mic. He's doing the pre-show where it's like the lead into the Grammys, and you can see on the screen there's a timer counting down to when they're going to start, but he keeps trying to get out, and he's like, all right, and now he keeps looking at his watch, he goes, and we're going to get to the Grammys right about now, and it's like a minute and 40 seconds left. So then the camera just stays on him, and he's like, all right, this guy's dancing, we're having a good time. And then he does it again, like with still 30 seconds left. He's like, right about now. You gotta watch it. It's live television versus Bow Wow Grammys 2016 is what it is called. Very funny stuff.
One of the greatest performers to ever live.
I mean, good for him for still getting gigs.
It's so funny. My favorite thing. Oh, this one's great too. June 2013. It just says The Vine. Bow Wow put up a vine of him walking in front of a bunch of children going, they don't know it's me. Oh shit. Because he thinks like, he's like incognito because he's got his hood on. And then everybody's just like, no, they don't know who the fuck you are. Like, he's like, uh-oh, it's about to be crazy here. They don't know it's me. It's so funny.
I think he's a short guy comp. He's very short.
Yeah, he's
and
a tiny
I think
man.
That he has a a short man complex.
Yep. That is
how
true.
Tall is he?
That's a good question. I don't know the exact. Y'all want to guess?
Let's guess the height.
I'm thinking 5'4".
Wow, that's
because that's my height, and I think that we're the same.
Okay. I think he's probably 5'7". That's where I'm going to go.
Perfect height for a man is 5'7".
Yep. He's not 5'7".
I'm going to go with 5'6", because I want to be taller than him.
So this is according to his Wikipedia, so it could be wrong. He might have put it in there himself.
He definitely does his own Wikipedia.
5'7", it says.
Seven.
Yep. Perfect height for a man.
God, that seems so tall.
Him and Pitbull, the three kings.
he is a short king. We simply must stand. And the best story, my favorite thing about Bow Wow is this story. I had to find this whole thing because it's a lot. It's from 2010 when Bow Wow's mom got on Twitter and he publicly kept being like, delete your Twitter or else I'm going to delete my Twitter and then my fans will fucking hate you. And it's crazy because she is tweeting stuff that it's like, what the fuck?
Wait, what was she tweeting?
So I found a few. Some of them are just like being embarrassing. Like she's talking about him.
I also have a borderline embarrassing mom. We're so the same.
She tweeted, "It's time for Bao to spend some quality time with me now. He's been with JD all day. I'm leaving tomorrow. That's how sons are. Daughters aren't like that." And then,
what the?
But then she was tweeting, it says gross MILF stuff, according to this Gawker article. It says, "My ex is looking good. Too bad I have a boo."
Oh my God.
Mom tweeted that.
Then she tweeted, "OMG, someone just asked me what does CNL stand for. What the freak?"
Comedy Network Live.
Yeah, of course.
What does CNL stand for?
I was wondering, do you know what it stands for?
CNL? Is it like a weird sex thing?
That's what I was like.
So
maybe
I have no idea.
Maybe it means like cunnilingus. That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, but no one goes like, "You want to CNL me?" Right?
Not to me.
I don't know.
I've never heard that.
God, there's. I mean, we can't get into this, but there's so many weird acronyms on the dating apps these days. Uh-huh. I'm like, I don't know. I have to look up. I have to Google it. That's how I know I need to be off of Hinge. Anyways, moving on.
That is, yeah, CNL. If you guys know, tweet pictures of it to Tommy.
No.
What else did she tweet? Yeah, he tweeted, "Making my mother delete her Twitter account in all caps now." Then she tweeted, then the fans came at him about it, and he's going, "I don't care what she gives. I've been positive this whole new year. That pisses me off. She needs to get off." Then she talks to people I'm not cool with. She will mess around and have me in the press because of who she tweets. It stops now. Then he tweeted at her, "If she don't get off, I'm going to delete my shit. Then all my fans will be mad at her. Delete your account or I'm deleting mine and my fans will be mad at you." She says, "Bao, you should never try to stop a person from saying inspirational words. God wants us to spread his words and help each other. Bao, you're wrong for that. Why would you delete your Twitter account because I have one? Please don't ever compare me to another mom. God made us different."
Oh my God.
Do you think they think they're texting?
I don't know what. It's bizarre. But he ended up just deleting all of it and like didn't, because it was a bad look to
That's
be coming
so
at his
funny.
Mom like
it
that.
It is a terrible look.
It's so bad.
To like whine about your mom being on Twitter as a celebrity. So,
and threaten her.
And you think she'd call him Shad. Yeah. She'd be like, wouldn't call him Bao.
No.
Listen, Chad.
But she does need to just said that inspirational stuff like, "My ex looks good."
That is so weird. Because it's also like, what if your partner sees that? Like your boyfriend or husband, whatever she's got. That's crazy. Too bad I got a boo.
Stitch that on a
so
pillow.
Funny.
Too bad, got a boo.
All right, shall we?
And then a spooky ghost.
An Halloween treat.
Oh, it is almost Halloween.
Yeah, we got to do a scary episode soon.
Yeah, we do. What should we do for the scary ep? I don't know. We already had Guy on. let's talk about the feelers. Maybe we do that again.
At least three people will like it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. It was very funny. Someone, I think I might have read it on the last one, but it might have came in late. Somebody was just like, "What more could be said about the feelers?" Good question. All right, let's hear some more music. What do you think about hearing Puppy Love next?
Yeah.
I think that's
this is from his first album.
Yes.
Not Doggy Bag.
So right.
This, I think, really establishes his whole identity.
Yes. This is another banger. This is
Romana Cliff.
I love that song so much. It's so goofy.
First of all, very mature to be like, I might have told you you're the one, but like, I made a mistake by saying that. Yep. Also, the short complex comes into play here because Solange Knowles is in this video with him.
When she came,
I was watching the video today, and when she comes, like, it's like he's at Jermaine Dupri's house and he's leaving for the weekend. He's like, don't mess up my house. And he's like, of course I'm not gonna mess up your house. Like, come on. And then Solange Knowles comes over and I'm like, she seems like she's like 21 and he's like 12.
Yep.
But they're a year and a half apart. Oh, wow. She's just tall.
Yeah.
And like the video is insane because he's like, it looks like he's like hanging out with like someone who's like 10 years older than him.
It's so funny. It's so endearing to listen to him just talk about how he's young. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I hate that in real life when someone just talks about how young they are. It's like, fuck you.
I mean, he does do that a lot too. Yeah. This one is.
But just knowing that he got old and fucked up a bunch makes me like.
Because he keeps a lot of, I don't know if I just started listening to a lot of his shit that it's not even on the playlist because I was letting it run while I was cleaning earlier. And there's a lot of like, man, imagine how good I'm going to be when I'm 20. It's like, it's very funny. I will say, he says, if I told you something, Shorty, I'm taking that back because I'm just too young to get down like that. He says that a lot in this, not a word that I'd be saying. Girl, I just be playing with you. This is typical gaslighting behavior. he's happily admitting it, and I think it's kind of fucked up. And he says, bark on, baby, bark on. She's just like, woof, woof.
I think it's typical, you know, 14-year-old dating, growing pains.
Yeah.
Like, personally, I didn't go through this until I came out at the age of 22. Mm-hmm. And that it's better to go through it when you're 14,
right.
You know?
Yep. Yep.
I think it's very mature. Or I'm like, is this Jermaine Dupri feeding him lines?
Yeah, it could be that. That is possible. He says that I'm gritty little something here, putting down pain since I was 6. What do you mean putting down pain?
That sounds fucked up.
I don't know. He also talks a lot about how all these, like a lot of older women like him, but he can't do it.
Yeah, he's too young.
Yeah.
I'm little.
Yeah.
I'm a little guy. Don't be trying to fuck me. I'm too little for all that.
That's most of his songs. Don't try to fuck me. I'm too small.
That would be a great way to try and break up with someone that way.
I'm just too little.
Sorry. I am just so young.
I'm really little. And honestly, it's fucked up you even want this. very funny. All right. Let's hear some more music. I fucked up and I didn't make a playlist this time, but I will find it. All right. The next song is Take Ya Home.
Oh yeah, this
let's hear some of that.
A great one.
All right, here is Take You Home. When I step up in the spot, this is all I hear. Little bow wow, you just don't know the way.
not in most of the songs. Yeah. That's what I'm realizing now. Other people. So talented.
One thing I love about Lil Bow Wow is he doesn't bother rhyming so a lot of the time.
Yeah. You got hash browns with ask around.
That sounds fine to me. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Damn, I want hash browns now.
I know.
That made me hungry.
So Waffle House hash browns.
Ooh, baby.
Are there no Waffle Houses here?
No, I don't think so. I haven't seen one in New York. We had a knockoff Waffle House in my hometown, and I did not realize that it was not there. It was just another place called Waffle House.
Really?
But it was not a Waffle House. Yeah, it was very weird. They shut it down. I assume they got sued at some point. Yeah, Shad Moss, I'm your number one fan. Very, very fun. But this is another one where he's talking about right now, when I'm old, where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really thinks things are going to go well. I mean, he did make it onto CSI Cyber, so
it's true.
He's an actor. He's you know, he's.
I will say, I think he's a really good actor, or he was as a kid.
He's in Fast and Furious, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's they brought him back. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot. Somebody posted that in the thing.
He also did some hosting stuff, like on
like
BET,
a pop culture show, right?
Yeah.
Which
you know, I don't know if he's still doing that. I should have looked that up, but.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and hear the rest of this playlist because we low key have to wrap up not too long from now. All right. The next song we have here is Thank You, featuring Jagged Edge and Fundisha. That can't be that you say that.
That's right.
I love this.
So death. I'm also just realizing so death is like in the beginning of every single song. Like, Jermaine Dupri is at the beginning of every song. This is like his farewell song at age 14. He's like, goodbye. It's been a time.
I thought he could retire.
Yeah. Never turn my back on y'all, cause y'all put me where I'm at, so when you call, I'll be there just like that, signing autographs, giving daps to all my folks, telling little kids, don't follow these dopes, see, I'ma keep walking long as y'all walk with me, you know the website, all you gotta do is hit me now, as much as the girls like me, you would think it make the fellas sick, but they be right with them, singing, not missing a lick. Hair braided, rocking somebody's jersey from up top to out west and down in the dirty. Can't forget about the Midwest. That's where I was found. That's where I live. In Columbus is the town. I got the pen, you got the paper, a CD and tape. I sign it, then leave it and get a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without y'all, I couldn't kick it like this. I wanna thank you for making me who I am and That's our only difference. He loves fish.
He does love fish.
Yeah,
the pescatarians.
Big fish guy.
Love that song.
I found that just reminded me of another list of fun facts about Bow Wow that came out when he was on CSI Cyber. This one he shared the 25 facts himself, and one of the fun facts, his favorite food is seafood Alfredo. Which is a thing I've never heard of before. I've never heard somebody say seafood Alfredo.
No, me either.
Just so general with him. He's like, I'll wear any player's jersey. I love fish. Like, what specific kind or person?
Yep.
Bow Wow.
He has a very weird relationship to food. A lot of his food things in this list, there's like three food facts and they're all weird. The first one is, I like chocolate chip cookies without the chips. It sounds like you just like non-chocolate.
Cookies.
Yeah, you just like regular cookies. That is not a chocolate chip cookie.
What would a cookie be called with no chocolate chunks in it?
I don't know.
Because it's not a sugar cookie.
That's what I was just thinking, too.
It's not a snickerdoodle.
No. Yeah, maybe that is a thing. Here's another one. I also love apple pie without the fruit.
What the?
Okay.
What is
that? No one just likes the crust of
pie. Maybe it's like just the applesauce or whatever. But that's still fruit. I don't understand.
You know that when Jesus came out with bread and fishes, he was like, oh, hell yeah. Yep. Two things I like.
When Jesus dropped that bread and fishes. let's see. Wait, is there another food one in here? Oh yeah, I only eat the white parts of eggs. That's fine.
It's a healthy thing.
Yeah, that's
my favorite drink is Hawaiian Punch. That's a weird.
And this
favorite.
Was when he was an adult. He said.
I mean, he's already on CSI Cyber at this point. Which yeah.
I feel like I just want to say, I feel like you're defending CSI Cyber. And...
Yeah, this is mostly a plug for CSI Cyber,
which almost certainly is not on the air.
Best candy is Sour Patch Kids. I think I might
disagree
with that. You disagree? What do you
that's
got?
Where we differ.
What
we
do y'all
differ
got
on food.
Best candy?
That's it. Yep. Snickers, obviously.
Yeah, Snickers is probably better. I like a sour candy though. I do fuck with the. With a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
Almond Joy, man. I love coconut.
Ooh, I love an Almond Joy. So good. That is good. Underrated, for sure.
I feel like I was scared to eat those as a child.
Yeah, they seemed like health candy to me for some reason.
I'm like, this is grandma's
nuts
stuff.
And like the coconut. I was like, that sounds like too much shit. But then
anything with coconut, I would have a strict aversion to.
Where's the other one? My aunt used to have a secret code name for me to prevent any kidnappings. All right.
That's all you need to prevent them.
That's what does it.
Yeah, what would that even look like?
Apparently on set, they used to call him the one take kid because I always did my takes once. Thank you for the explanation there. Wow. Well. There's kind of, I don't like to watch the movie The Wiz because I was scared of it when I was younger. All right. Those are the fun facts about Shad Bow Wow Maz. Let's hear another song. The next one we have here is the Litter.
Oh, this is my fave.
This is your fave?
This is where I used to listen to this before every basketball game. Like, this was my number one pump-up song. Hell and yeah. I'll see if you play this part.
I'll just skip forward a little bit here.
Yeah, there's one part that I really like. Oh, this is it, yeah.
Were you a rap along type once?
Oh yeah, I used to sing all those songs. But in that one, in the next verse, ROC just like goes like keeps saying that he's 38 years old. Like he just because Bow Wow keeps talking about how young he is, and I feel like he was like freestyle rapping, and he was just finally realized that he was 38, and he's like, "Oh shit, I'm 38."
Yep.
Why am I a coworker of a 14-year-old?
Yeah.
I'm 38, hotter, and we busting out the scenery. Okay. Wow, that is very funny. Yeah, at some point, it's not interesting to just say your age. That is really funny.
He's like, he's doing it. I'll do it.
That is really funny.
But I also think one thing that I thought was really cool about Bow Wow was like all the older rappers that I thought were cool really liked him. Mm-hmm. And so that's like what he like was in with this like really cool group of people.
Yeah.
Which is funny because whenever there's like a child comedian, we all instinctively hate them.
I know. Like, can you imagine at our age being like, yeah, this 14-year-old is like the shit. I don't know who the equivalent would be.
I've been on a show with a Disney kid in LA where it's like, and it was just brutal.
I might have told the story on here before, but I once did a stand-up show where one of the performers was like a 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. Then that happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
And it's like a gimmick, basically. And this kid, first of all, I had a hot set that night.
This kid sucks. I like where this story's going. Yep.
This kid says good set to every comedian but me as he's walking out with his dad.
Come on.
I was like, Matt, what the hell?
You got big dick.
That's jealousy right there. That's just jealousy, yeah. Man.
That's really fucked up.
And you know they're doing that to the other kids, like on the Disney set. They're like, you did great, you did great. And then someone actually does good and they're like, I'm not talking to you.
Hey, have a good night. That's so funny.
I saw what you were trying to do up there.
Don't get your head down.
Hey, keep it up, man. Don't give up. All right, we got one more song here, I believe, and it's called All I Know, which I don't know that I listened to this one earlier. It's funny that it's called that from a child. It's like probably not that much. Well,
you're gonna love this one.
All right, let's hear All I Know. I like that one. That's fun.
Yeah,
that's a good song.
That's the best one. That's a good one to end on.
Yes, it's fun. I like that. I'm curious. He says, only disagree when we talk ball play. I said ball play. That's what it says here. I don't think he said that. Ball play. Is that something his mom was tweeting about? He says, I say IV, you say MJ. Is IV Iverson?
Yeah. Allen Iverson.
But who? I never heard anybody call him IV.
No, I didn't either.
It's AI.
Or like, the answer.
But it didn't go with it didn't rhyme well. So he had to say IV, I think. That was probably a Jermaine Dupri said, just do this.
Here's a tip.
This will work for you.
That's weird. But very fun song nonetheless. And I mean, what a chorus, what a hook. It's so good. Right?
And it's just like him going to the mall, hanging out with this girl. Everything that he told her before, he was like, hey, it's just puppy love. Like, I'm not. But this
now
is the
ready.
Beginning song. This is the beginning of the relationship.
Now he's older. Now he's old enough.
Exactly.
All right. That is the playlist. And that brings us to the next portion of the show, which is where we hear from the listeners of the show.
Yeah.
The Peanut Gallery gets to chime in. And as always, we go to the Patreon first. And let's see if we got any comments here. We got a very good one here from Matthew Potter, who says, I remember it being a big deal when he dropped the Lil, but that was the last time I ever heard from him. I know that's when Tommy lost interest in him as well.
God damn it.
That's the only one we got on the Patreon. Did you post it on the Twitter?
Yeah, we got a couple on Twitter. Kurt said he's fantastic in the movie Roll Bounce. Did you ever remember that movie?
No.
I've heard of that. I've never seen it.
I got to watch more of his acting.
I do want to quickly read you guys what this movie is about because I just read it and thought it was very funny. Roll Bounce. Xavier, played by Bow Wow, is a teenage boy in Chicago who struggles with the loss of his mother and turns to roller skating as a way to deal with his angst. Is the funniest.
That is insane.
I'm watching that tonight.
I really love that.
In an hour, I will have that on.
That is the eighth stage of grief.
roller skating.
And then the other, we got some comments from our friend Adam Schatz from Landlady, who we love. And he said, this lined up perfectly with when I was in seventh grade and getting into rapping and got turntables for my bar mitzvah and bought a Lil Bow Wow 12-inch single.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, I have something to say about it, which made me laugh very hard.
That's
then I retweeted it and he got mad.
He got mad?
No, he just said, I told you that in confidence.
That is so
funny.
It
was making me laugh.
Yeah. Oh man, that
I'm
is
so
hilarious.
Mad I missed that party.
Oh, he said, this is my new character, guy who doesn't understand retweeting. That is great. Dude, if you guys, I mean, I know I wouldn't shut the fuck up about it before, but if you get the chance to see him play with Japanese Breakfast,
yes.
You gotta fucking go. I've been thinking about it ever since. It's the best show I've ever seen. I want to see him as Landlady, too. Hopefully, coming soon. But yeah, check out Landlady, and Adam is fucking awesome. We got some on the Facebook here. That are fun. Jasmine Ellis says he was a perfectly crafted crush for every little black girl in the early 2000s, but then it got weird when there would be grown women in his videos.
Yes.
Cringe face. He had a few hits in adulthood, and then his antics and behavior just kind of became laughable. I don't think I can seriously listen to Bow Wow song right now. I mean, these songs we heard are pretty fun, though. Derek Hart says, I'll always think of basketball with him. Not only was he in the classic Like Mike, but they also used one of his songs for an And One mixtape. I don't remember that.
I used to
watch those all the time. Can't help but want to dribble when I hear him. I get that.
Oh, I used to listen to him in my basement and like dribble.
Really?
Yeah, by
he
myself.
He is. I mean, he puts together a lot of basketball shit.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the Like Mike stuff. Yeah, he's a basketball fiend. Mm-hmm. Cameron Logsdon says he made the most iconic song about basketball, more so to me than the Space Jam theme song. Mm. JD made a lot of money off of him, which should probably be more closely examined in hindsight.
I mean, he's at the beginning of every song.
Yeah, yeah.
And where was he when he was going when he only had $1,500 in his checking account?
Right,
that's a great question,
right,
JD.
Yep.
Come on, dude.
WWJD.
JD.
Wait, what is that? Yeah,
WWJDJD. Melinda Kasher says, never forget his character's name in Tokyo Drift was Twinkie. I was super stoked to see him in Fast 9, and I didn't. I did have his CD when I was like 11. Nothing but respect. Spliffin Tarantino says, a child star that wasn't corrupted. I wonder if that's true.
Weird thing to say about another human.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
Shalewa Sharp says, at the height of his popularity, I saw him and his mom leaving a Target, and she was giving him quite a tongue lashing about acting up in public.
Oh my god!
His dynamic.
I wonder
with
where
his
that
mom.
Was.
Oh my god!
That is so funny. Alex Price says, "Let me hold you" is a legit bop. Neil Snyder says, I have a theory that Jermaine Dupri wrote all of the early albums for DeBrat, Criss Cross, and Lil Bow Wow. He finally put out an album and sounded identical to them. But perception back then, especially for the first two groups, was you had to be hard and gangster with a few exceptions. And Dupri's like 5'4", but putting out kid groups and writing for a female Snoop clone was a way for him to still get paid. Also, when DeBrat left and Bow Wow left the label, they ended up with different flows, not just different production behind them. Interesting. Interesting.
Something to look into.
Yeah. Graham Fahey says he was on an episode of MTV's Catfish. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
I want to see that.
I know he did Cribs.
Yeah. I wonder, was he
Google
the catfish?
That while you keep reading.
Yeah. Okay. Nathan Midnight says he's no Lil Meow Meow. Meow. I fucked it up. I'm sorry, Nathan. Jason Staples says he's the little kid on the first Snoop Dogg record. I'm a motherfucking hustler, etc. I'm not even sure I know anything about him. LOL. LOL indeed.
Yeah, you should look into it.
Yeah, cause... maybe figure your shit out, you clown ass.
So someone was impersonating him.
Yeah,
someone was pretending to be catfish.
Oh,
to be
did he come on the show?
No, but he like responded to it.
That's what I was, okay. Interesting.
And he said, I feel honored. It's dope and flattering when someone wants to be you. That's crazy, but I like it. It's free promo for myself. Which is like, it's so
weird.
Disturbing. Yeah. The thought of like someone impersonating you and he's just like, that's sick as
that's
hell.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm flattered.
He tricked this woman. Hell yeah.
Yeah, like, she would've, that means she probably was like a mosquito. Easy to smash. What a weird thing to say about a person.
He probably wouldn't like as much of a woman called catfish.
That is the end of this segment, and that brings us to the final segment of the show, which is where we rate the playlist. But before we do that, Lindsay, you get to give us your final thoughts on Bow Wow. What
I
do
mean,
you got for
I
us?
I think my final thoughts are, if you were a child in 2001, right before 9/11, this was your comfort zone. This was your, you know, best time of your life, playing basketball, listening to Bow Wow, just ice cream, going to the mall, mm-hmm. you know. It's nostalgia for me. Yes. And I think after you drop the little, let's not consider that. Let's consider only the little part of his life.
I think we should consider the little parts of all of our lives.
Yeah.
I had a great time listening to these songs today. That Hardball song is hard. And it's, I think I'm going to go with a cool 4 out of 6 on this one. I had a great time. I don't know how much of this shit I would listen to. All I know is still ringing in my ears, and that's put a favorable taste in my mouth, and I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 6. Tommy, right. What you got?
Hell yeah.
Lindsay,
we'll
I think
it.
This was a perfect topic for the show. It was a lot of fun. It's very silly. I hadn't heard these songs in a lot of time. And they are genuinely fun, just like, but it's not something I would ever listen to outside of the parameters of this podcast. So I'm going to give it a 3 for fun.
All right.
Beautiful. Yes. But Lindsay, you also get to rate the playlist out of 6.
Oh,
what do you
6 out of 6. Beautiful. I mean, every time I listen to it, I'm transported to another, you know, time and place.
Yeah. All right. That is, I think that's perfectly fair. I like when the guests give their playlist a perfect score.
Yeah. Why would I? Well,
some people don't. And it's, I find it to be, I'm like, but you brought them to us.
Right. If Bow Wow taught me anything, it's like, fucking believe in yourself, yep. You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I do.
Some but people don't have that Bow Wow confidence.
No,
yeah,
they
I got
don't.
It.
Lindsay, this was so much fun. I have to run, but like I said, Fallon on Thursday, woo-hoo! Comedy Edit coming up, Go Bananas. I'll be doing an hour at the Cellar. Come to all those. Lindsay's album, check it out. Do you want to give one more plug of where they can hear it and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can buy it on Apple Music and iTunes, and then it's on Spotify and Sirius.
Hell yeah.
And beautiful. Yeah, I think
Tommy.
Thank you for doing it real this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tommy, what you got?
Oh, you know. I'll be on shows.
Yeah, he'll be on shows. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Get on the Patreon, keep it crispy. Bye.